Live. This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will discuss a proposed humanitarian pause for Yemen during his talks in Saudi Arabia. The secretary announced $68 million in new U.S. aid to Yemen during a stop in the East African nation of Djibouti on Wednesday. The State Department says the funds will support agencies providing food, water, shelter, and other assistance to 16 million Yemenis in need. A court in Afghanistan has sentenced four men to death for the mob killing of a 27-year-old woman in March. The men are part of a group of 49 people put on trial in connection with the assault, including 19 police officers accused of either failing to stop the attack or taking part themselves. The Kabul court also sentenced eight of the defendants Wednesday to 16 years in prison. False accusations that the victim, a woman named Farkunda, desecrated the Muslim book the Quran, sparked the attack on March 19th. Video of the assault showed the mob beating Farkunda and running over her body with a car before setting her on fire. She was then thrown into the Kabul River. French investigators say the co-pilot, who deliberately brought down a Germanwings airliner in the French Alps in March, apparently practiced such a controlled descent during an earlier flight the same day. The settings for selected altitude on the autopilot were adjusted several times and set as low as 30 meters as the plane descended on the first leg of the trip into Barcelona. That comes from a report issued Wednesday by a French bureau. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities are trying to determine if there is any connection between the Islamic State group and the two gunmen responsible for an attack in Texas. The attack took place at a meeting where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. It says worst attacks are yet to come. British Prime Minister David Cameron and opposition leader Ed Miliband are making final appeals to voters ahead of the parliamentary election Thursday. Here is challenger Ed Miliband of the Labour Party.
This is the clearest choice that has been put before the British people for a generation. Between a Tory government that works only for the privileged few or a Labour government that will put working families first.
Conservative Prime Minister Cameron insists a Labour victory would be a disaster for Britain.
It comes down to a choice of leadership. Whether you want me to continue leading our country and taking it forward, or whether you want Ed Miliband and you go back to the start and waste the work of the last 5 years.
Public opinion polls are showing the contest too close to call. The new constitution drafted by Thailand's government is aimed at returning the country to democratic rule. But the draft version is already under criticism, Ron Corbin reports.
This will be the 20th constitution since Thailand became a constitutional monarchy in 1932, and its supporters say it tries to succeed where the others failed to create a stable and enduring democracy. But it has already drawn opposition from the country's two major political parties, who say it weakens their influence and will do little to end the political polarization that has divided the country over the past 15 years. Analysts say the main test will be now how the military government will gain public support and legitimacy for the charter. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
Officials representing the East African community have met with Burundi's political leaders to express concern. Mohamed Yusuf has more.
Government ministers from Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda and Uganda spent March of Wednesday meeting with Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza and other political leaders to express their fears over the direction the country is taking. The capital, Bujumbura, has seen protests almost every day since the president announced last month his plan to run for a third term. Demonstrators say Mr. Nkurunziza is violating a third term limit in the constitution. But Burundi's constitutional court ruled he could run because he was elected by parliament, not voters. Mohamed Yusuf of VOA News, Bujumbura.
Checking markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down, European markets up today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.